What's happening? What's happening with it?
What's going on, Wo?
All good, man. All good, baby.
Hey, man, first things first, you know, we haven't really known each other like that. We just bump heads probably back in the days and How Can I Be Down or any kind of convention, stuff like that.
Yes, indeed.
But, you know, I just want to say thank you for coming on my show.
All good, brother.
And, you know, congratulations to everything you've done for this hip-hop business, man. And we all thank you. Team Epps, everybody in this chat room, we thank you, man. And thank you for coming out here.
Man, thanks for having me, bro. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it, for sure.
You know what it is. So what's up, man? How you been, man? How's everything coming out of this pandemic? How you been living? Everything good?
Yeah, man, you know, I've been maintaining, man, you know, like maintaining and sustaining, you know, doing what I do, man. You know, when it all happened, you know, hustle mode just kicked in, you know? You know what I'm saying? And that's survive or survive, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yo, you don't age at all, though, man. I'm going to tell you that for sure.
Man, thanks, man. It's black, real.
Yo, I recently heard that you had a lung problem.
Yes. I had.
So what was that about?
I have an autoimmune disease called sarcoidosis. It's actually... Mm-hmm. It's actually the same thing Bernie Mac had, you know what I'm saying? But mine is right now I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? I haven't had any problems since I was diagnosed and treated. Everything's been good, you know. I still have a situation with my lungs because, you know, before I was diagnosed with it, you know, it's so rare. It's like an autoimmune disease that only like really affect African Americans and Europeans. And it's so rare, you know, like doctors don't really know, like when you go in with the symptoms, they don't really know how to treat it, or, you know what I'm saying? So time went by, and while they was doing all the, while they wasn't diagnosing it, you know, I developed a lot of scars on my lungs, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of damage to my lungs, or to where I have holes in my lungs. So, you know what I'm saying? So I just be taking it easy, man, you know, but I'm good. The doctor said I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Just don't want the lungs to get any worse and everything, but I'm good, though. You know what I'm saying?
Big shout to Jill. She's in the comment. Seems like she had the same thing. Is this coming from a lot of smoking?
No. What it is is when your immune system is working overtime, but it doesn't have anything to fight off, no diseases, no bacteria, so it starts to attack your healthy organs. And it can attack your lungs, your liver, your kidney, your heart. In my case, it just, you know, like attack my lungs, you know what I'm saying? So which caused me to have to slow down a lot with the herb, you know what I'm saying?
And this does it play a role with COVID? Like, would you have to be careful where you go or how you move?
Oh yeah, during COVID, I was locked down, bro. I was locked all the way down, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, because my doctor told me, like, as soon as, it's crazy because I had a doctor visit, like, right as COVID was like jumping off. And you know, my doctor straight up told me, because I was on my way to go do some shows, and my doctor told me, she was like, straight up, she was like, you ain't planning to go out on the road, are you? I was like, yeah. She was like, I wouldn't do that if I was you, because we're not sure you'll survive this if you got it. We don't even know what it is right now, you know what I'm saying? So when she said that, I was like, hey, say no more, I'm in the house, damn it, I ain't going nowhere, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I feel you. Everybody that's in the chat room, this is my man Crazy Bone. He's here on the show, DJ Epps and Friends. I need y'all to follow him. All my peoples follow him. All y'all peoples follow me. And share the live. That's how it works. Share the live, man. I need like at least 2,000 in here. We're almost there. Come on. So you speak about smoking and all that. You put out a record on album on 420, yeah. Leaves of Legends. Talk to me about that album.
Leaves of Legends, you know what I'm saying? What it is, what that basically is, it's a cannabis album. You know, if you know Bone Thugs and Harmony, we've always been very proactive. We talked about it. We made songs about it. Always had a song about cannabis on our album. You know what I'm saying? And, I just always wanted to give the people, to get all the smokers out there, you know, an album, a full-length album with nothing but weed smoke, songs to smoke to, something you can put on and play from the beginning to the end and just cruise or sit back in the house, just smoke, you know what I'm saying? And just do your thing, you know what I'm saying? So, and plus, you know, I just started my cannabis brand called Leagues of Legend as well. So, you know, it's the same with the episode. The album is pretty much the soundtrack to my brand, introducing it. You know what I'm saying? And we just did a drop May 1st of a strand that I have called First of the Month. You know what I'm saying? And it's fire. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been doing, man. And I got into the whole cannabis thing, not just to sell weed or to indulge in it, but, you know, like to educate people, you know, to educate our people and make sure that some of this money is, you know, like trickling down to the communities, you know, to the people that has been penalized for it and that's been going to prison for it and got all this time for it. And now you can walk into a store and buy it. You know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure some of that money come back to the hood because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we went to war for that. We went to bat for that.
Definitely. Shout out to Uniquely Coordinated in the building. That's our family, man. She put us together to make this happen. Give me your top three records on that album.
Man, my top three, I like Surfing the Sky. I like Not on My Level. And This Flight with Gangsta Boo.
Yeah, everybody, download. Go get the album, Leaves of Legend. It's on all platforms right now, man. Go get them, my man, Crazy Bone. And I also heard you got an artist you working on.
Yeah, man, I got a few artists I'm working on, man. I got an artist named Kane from Cleveland. He's like really, really blowing, man, coming from the trenches, you know what I'm saying? Same hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Same hood, you know what I'm saying? But different vibe, hustle vibe, you know what I'm saying? Kicking facts, knowledge. And I'm also working with a cat out of the Bronx, man. Dominican cat out of the Bronx. His name is Adonis. You know what I'm saying? He's a singer, rapper, sings and raps in Spanish. You know what I'm saying? The boy is dope. You know what I'm saying? He on the rise. So, yeah, definitely.
That's what's up. Now, you know, you're coming from, well, before we go into that era, you know, you had a couple of good friends that left us. We had a couple of good friends that left us. You know, there was Black Rob, there was DMX, there was Shock G, my brother Prince Marky D. I know all these names had an effect in your career at one point.
Bushwick Bill, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, all of them, all those names you just said, all of them was like very, very key, very key. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even, you know, Ecstasy from Houdini, you know, all of that, you know what I'm saying, was like mentors, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked up to them. Like, that's what made me fall in love with hip-hop. So, it's crazy. And X, you know what I'm saying? That was shocking, you know, because we spent a lot of time with X, you know what I'm saying, out on the road. And, you know, we kicked it with him a lot, you know, when we was...
That one hit the hardest?
Yes, you know what I'm saying? When we was with Swizz, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a real cool cat, man. Real cool. Loved hanging around him. He always said he loved hanging around us, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, we just vibe like that.
I hear you. And you know, in case some of you new Jacks in here, you know what I mean? You know, my man Crazy Bone comes from a legendary group, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yes, now, you know, back in the days, you know, we had our goody mobs. We had the Ghetto Boys, you know. Even, you know, today's era, you know, you got Migos. Not too many groups. Not too many, you know, hip-hop groups. You know what I mean? You always hear single artists, but not too many hip-hop groups. You guys were very different from all the names that I just named. Like, how was it, you know, how was it coming out to the hip-hop game and y'all bringing that type of style and tongue twisting and all that to the hip-hop game?
Man, you know, we actually was just going by what we were taught by the industry, you know, like, by coming up from, you know, like, listening to dudes like KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane and LL Cool J, it's just like, you know, like, none of those dudes sound alike. None of them sound alike. So that's what we believe we had to be. We had to be different. We like, because don't none of them sound alike, so we can't come out sounding nothing like them. You know what I'm saying? So it was like we was determined to sound different and have our own style, our own lane, our own everything. Like, so we could be identified as who we are. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, like I said, we was determined to be different, man. You know what I'm saying? And as we went along, once we realized how different we was, we just played all the way into that. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Do you have, like, any memories of, like, your best shows with them boys? You know what I mean? Any ill stories out there in the road?
Man, it was just like the first time we went to, London, man. It was just like, you know, like, that was our first time in another country. It was just, like, crazy. And, like, we were, like, we were like coming out the thing, and it was like a steel beam that was like holding the crowd back, man. The females tore that down. I'm talking about they tore that down. We had to actually run, man. We had to run, like, run for our lives, like, back inside the spot, because they broke the barrier. I was like, yo, it was crazy. Like, and I was in London, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, and we was like, yo, son, we done made it for real. Now, we were in London, and it's like this. It was crazy, for real.
What's your relationship with Twista?
Man, that's the homie. That's the homie. Me and Twista been talking about doing a project for so long, man. It's just, you know, our schedules. But once we get each other like settled down, it's a wrap. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming.
Everybody, if you're just tuning in, man, everybody on Twitch, Periscope, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, you know what I mean? We appreciate you sharing the live. This is my man Crazy Bone from the legendary group Bone Thugs and Harmony. How did you guys come up with that name anyway, Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Man, well, you know, at first it was Bone Enterprise. It's something Lazy Bone came up with when he was out in Texas doing his thing like a while ago. And, you know, when he came back, he was like, yo, man, I had this group out in Texas I was running with. We called ourselves Bone Enterprise. And I was like, yeah, that's dope. And Lazy used to be Busy Bone. His name was Busy Bone at first. So Lazy was like, yo, we should use this name. You know, this should be our name. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm cool rocking with that. So I was like, I'm going to be Crazy Bone. And he said, I'm going to be Lazy Bone. And like, you know, and it was just Crazy and Lazy Bone at first. Like, we laid down the foundation. We was in Cleveland doing the talent shows. We was rocking it. People knew us as that light-skinned, dark-skinned dude. Like, they can flow. Like, for real. Like, and, like, we was hitting all the shows. And then, like, later on, like, we met Busy, you know, and Wish joined. And, you know what I'm saying? But the Bone, so when we left to go to L.A., though, to meet Easy, we had dropped the Enterprise. He was like, yo, the Enterprise sound kind of corny, man. We need to drop that. You know what I'm saying? And we was just Bone. So when we got to L.A., we had a song called Thugs in Harmony. And Easy was like, that should be your name. And we was like, yeah, but you know, the Bone is the family name. He was like, then be called Bone Thugs in Harmony. And we was like, okay, there it is, right there, bam. That was it, right there.
And yes, Eazy-E was the one person that discovered you guys, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
How did that come about?
Man, we was you know, we took one-way bus tickets out to L.A., man. You know, we was in Cleveland. We was at, I had just got out of prison, and we was like, yo, either we gonna go do this with our music right now, bro, or we gonna be here for the rest of our lives doing this for the rest of our lives. And so, man, we just, you know, we just got them one-way bus tickets, man, and we went to Cali. And we was like, you know what I'm saying? We was out here, you know, we found out where Tone Loke lived. Like, we lived, like, right down from Tone Loke. We walked to this nigga house knocking on the door, like, come on out, Mr. Loke. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You know what I'm saying? But his manager came out. You know what I'm saying? His manager came out, we started busting. We started rapping at the door, and we saw Tone Loke come to the door with a cigar. You know, he came out, like, stuck his head out. He's probably like, who are these niggas coming to my door? You know what I'm saying? But you know, we got the manager. Number, long story short, it never amounted to nothing. And then a cat that we knew from Cleveland hit us one day, and he was like, yo, I got the number to Ruthless Records. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want it. We was like, nigga, hell yeah, give us the number. And like, we start calling every single day. And the person that was working there at the time, our homegirl, Keisha Anderson, she's our homegirl to this day, she was like, you know what? Y'all been calling every damn day. I'm going to make sure he call y'all back today. I promise he's going to call you back. And man, he called us back. And Busy answered the phone. And he was like, all I remember when Busy picked up the phone is him saying, yo, who is this? He was like, hold on. And then Busy threw the phone to me and was like, rap for him right now, rap. I was like, who is he? He was like, it's Eazy-E. I was like, oh, shit. And I put the phone in my ear and just got the bus and like, and started rapping and shit. He was like, yo. Damn, he was like, who is this and where y'all from? You know what I'm saying? We was like, we from Cleveland. We've been trying to get on with you and da da da. So after that, he told us that he had a show in Cleveland. So we had to hustle up money to get one-way tickets back to Cleveland because the dude that gave us the number told us, he was like, you know, if y'all make it back to Cleveland, I can get y'all to open the spot on the show. We was like, oh, son, we there.
We lit.
We calling our family, crying, talking about we stranded in L.A. Can you help us get home? Man, we tried everything. You know what I'm saying? And so he get us tickets back home. We go. We open up the we open up. They perform. He performed at Levert's nightclub in Cleveland. And so we open up the show, and Easy went on. And after Easy goes on, we just blended with his entourage like we was part of his entourage, and we got all the way in the back. But we didn't make it in the actual dressing room. They stopped us in the hallway, you know what I'm saying?
So
we just hung out there, and Yella came outside. Yella boy came outside. Was like, can we rap for you? He was like, sure, go ahead. We said the same rap for him that I said on the phone, and then Easy came out and was like, y'all the dudes I talked to on the phone? We was like, yeah. And then, you know, man, after that, he was like, shit, so when y'all trying to leave, we was like, we ready to go now. We ain't got no luggage. We ain't got shit to take, no clothes, nothing. Let's go. And, you know, the next day he had us, like, bus tickets back out to Cali.
Yo, I was talking to my boy the other day. Matter of fact, I also heard it on I was just talking to AV about it. You know what I mean? That, you know, as an artist, it's very important for you to leave your city something. After you've done so much for your city, it's kind of, like, mandatory for you to go leave your city and go elsewhere to get some more love and build your brand. And it seems like that's exactly what you did, man. Took that one-way ticket to L.A., met up at the right spot, at the right time, with the right people.
Yeah.
And it took off for you guys.
Yeah, man. It was just all about, you know, just like following the dream and knowing that, you know, we had ran up, you know, all of our resources as far as music in Cleveland. We had been in every talent show. We had released a local album that took us over the top, actually, in Ohio. Like, we were very known in Ohio. So we was like, okay, this is as far as we gonna go. We got to leave, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's where we decided to go.
It's like, you know, you push the roof so hard that, you know, sometimes it won't just bust, but you got to go elsewhere. Walk me through Cleveland, Ohio. How's it been over there, man?
Oh, man. It's crazy, man. You ever seen The First 48? That's all you got to know is to know about
Yo, Cleveland. That show. Yeah. You know what? I love that show.
For real.
I love that show.
It's crazy, man. You know, and it's really gotten worse even since we've been there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a lot of senseless shootings like we see everywhere right now. A lot of senseless killings and shootings and, man, just violence, you know what I'm saying? Like, for no reason at all. So it's just, you know, it's rough out there, man. And it's been like that for a very, very long time since we was youngsters, you know what I'm saying? That's so everything we talked about on our records, you know what I'm saying? If you go to Cleveland, you see we wasn't lying, like, for real. It's real deal.
I mean, you know, Miami, you know, we have our situation as well, you know what I mean? Especially this past Memorial weekend.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like, you know, after the pandemic, like, you know, the world is kind of going back to, like, doing senseless bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you know, it was like a break from everything. It was a good from the good and evil, you know what I'm saying? So it was like you can almost expect for everything to resume as it were.
Yeah.
And that's with the good and bad. And it may even get worse, you know what I'm saying? So because people are coming out even more thirsty, more hungry, and desperate now. So you really have to be careful. And I would advise that people, I know people don't like to go to parties and stuff like that, but now is not really the time to be caught in the crowd because people is targeting these crowds lately, you know what I'm saying? So just be careful if you're going out in these crowds because people are starting to target the crowds, so.
Yeah, definitely. In Cleveland, Ohio, you have a nonprofit organization going on. Talk to me about that.
Yes, it's called Spread the Love. And what I'm doing, I actually have a branch in California and in Ohio. What I'm doing in Ohio is in my hometown, Cleveland, in my neighborhood, is I'm in the process of acquiring the property of my old elementary school. But I'm looking to build a Bone Thugs and Harmony Performing Arts Academy to where we're teaching people music skills, the industry, every part of the entertainment industry that they want to learn, they'll be able to come here, apply and learn it. Also putting up in Ohio, performing museum for all the Ohio artists that made it out of Ohio, artists, actors, and whatever, just to give people, you know, inspiration that you can make it up out of Ohio. Everybody that has made it from Ohio has had to leave Ohio to make it. So it's kind of, you know, what I'm trying to do there is like build the music scene up a little bit so where you don't have to go all the way to LA or go to New York or another city. We need to start having people come down here to check out what we're doing down here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. P. Miller was asking a question which I probably can help answer right now. He's asking if you still talk to Busy, but you guys got a tour getting ready to happen very soon, correct?
Oh yeah. We always talking, man. Behind the scenes, just because people don't see us talking on social media don't mean we ain't talking. For real.
Facts. You know, your boy LL Cool J, our boy LL Cool J, you know, he recently put me down and gave me my own show on Rock the Bells. So I'm going to just let you know. You know what I mean? You always got a friend over here, man. If you got some new music, let me run it for you. If you want to send me some freestyle, some verses, something. You know what I mean? Yep. Some exclusive. I'm here. You know what I mean? Let me know, yeah, man. I got you.
That's what's up, man. And LL Cool J is the whole reason niggas start rapping. You know what I'm saying? The whole reason I used to write this nigga's, I used to write his songs down because I wanted to learn them so bad.
Yeah.
And as I was writing his lyrics down, that showed me the format of how to write a rap, and I never stopped ever since. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I told him a story one time. He was like, "Word?" I'm like, "Yeah, man. Like, for real. No lie."
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yo, Crazy Bone, man, I appreciate you coming on the show, hanging out with me, man. And like I said, you got a friend over here. Anything you need, you know what I mean? You can holler at me. Unique coordinated in the building, you know what I mean? She's always holding us down. I see you moving around. You just came from New York. How was that?
Man, it was lovely, man. A lot of love out there. Lovely. It felt good to be back in New York after a whole year, man. For real. Definitely.
You got any upcoming areas that you go into that people could come check you out, or, you know, if they want to book you, if they want anything?
Yeah.
The album.
It will be, the group will be in Michigan June 12th. I'll be in Salt Lake City on a solo run June 13th. And then the group will be in Chicago June 19th. And in July, just look up like Bone Thugs and Harmony, just follow us. And we got in July, we like back on the road as it's back to business for real.
I do remember that you came to Fort Lauderdale, Miami, at one time with the group, man, and you guys shut it down. I think we need to run that back.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, we come to Miami. We love it out there, man, for real.
Definitely. Everybody, man, this is my man Crazy Bone. Please follow him and get the album out right now. Yep, Leaves of Legend. It's a great album, especially the Smoke Too. You know what I mean? And follow my guy, Crazy Bone. I appreciate you, my bro.
All love, brother. Yes, sir.
You know what it is. Salute.
All right, now. Yep.